The Iran deal cracks, North Korea launches a navy, and oil sits trapped in barnacles. The U.S.-Iran nuclear agreement, signed just days ago in Swiss-mediated talks, is already an open contradiction. Trump insists Iran committed to indefinite nuclear inspections. Iran's government says not only did it not agree to that, but that its nuclear program was not even on the table during the negotiations. These are not minor differences in interpretation. They are flatly incompatible accounts of the same agreement. The Senate compounded the pressure Tuesday by passing a war powers resolution amounting to a formal bipartisan rebuke of the administration's Iran policy. The resolution cannot directly halt executive action. Trump would veto it, but it signals that Congress is increasingly uncomfortable with what it regards as executive unilateralism on military decisions related to Iran, particularly following the loss of an F-15E in April. The account of that downed pilot, which emerged this week, is alarming U.S. intelligence officials. He described Iranian drones approaching in a jellyfish formation, coordinated swarms moving as a single unit rather than as individual aircraft. That is not improvised technology. It is a sophisticated, pre-planned tactics doctrine built around swarm coordination that exploits the decision-making latency of traditional air defense systems. Officials are reportedly alarmed not just by the capability, but by the implication that Iran has been developing and drilling these tactics for an extended period without detection. Meanwhile, the consequences of the Strait of Hormuz disruption are rippling in unexpected directions. Phillips 66's CEO said publicly that up to 100 million barrels of oil remain trapped near the strait, tankers that cannot move. A separate problem has compounded the crisis, barnacles. Hundreds of tankers that sat stationary for weeks during the Hormuz closure have accumulated enough hull growth to dramatically reduce their operational speed and fuel efficiency, effectively stranding them even as the strait reopens. North Korea chose this moment to make a conspicuous military statement. Kim Jong-un personally commissioned the Choi-hyon on Tuesday, a 5,000-ton destroyer and North Korea's largest surface warship ever, and announced plans to build 10,000-ton warships as part of what he called a nuclear-armed navy. The commissioning came after 14 months of sea trials, a pace suggesting significant outside assistance, almost certainly from Russia, given the deepening defense cooperation of recent years. The deployment changes the deterrence calculus in Northeast Asia in ways that South Korea and Japan are already responding to.